We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming on KSJE for this special presentation, a celebration of the 2021 honors students at San Juan College.
Best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest.
You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk to God, go banging on his door.
You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock,
yeah.
You can move a mountain, you can break rocks.
You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name. You can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile.
You can be the hero. You can get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people. Do it for your pride. You're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country. Do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Politicians, be preachers,
yeah.
Be believers, be leaders. Be astronauts, be champions. Be truth seekers. Be students, be teachers. Be politicians, be preachers,
yeah.
Be believers, be leaders. Be astronauts, be champions.
Standing in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin, along with Megan Cullen.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Megan. Here we are, doing a live broadcast from San Juan College.
Yeah, this is exciting. So we're honoring the honors students of San Juan College this year who are graduating.
Right. The college tonight is having a special drive-through recognition ceremony for the honors students, and so we are broadcasting in conjunction with that event. So we hope, as folks are driving onto campus, they're tuning in to us.
That's our hope.
Right?
Yeah.
No pressure.
It's a huge achievement, you know?
It's
a lot of work to garner such praise, I think.
No kidding, right? The honors program here at San Juan College involves students who have completed a minimum of 12 hours of honors courses with no grade less than a 3.0 or lower than a B in an honors course, and then a cumulative grade point average of no less than a 3.25, and an overall grade point average no less than a 3.25, they will graduate as a distinguished scholar. So we congratulate all of them. We're going to hear from a bunch of folks this hour, too.
We are. We're going to hear from Dr. Tony Pendergrass, the president of San Juan College.
Very good. Also, T. Greg Marion, who is the president of the Marion Family Foundation, who is very helpful in making the honors program happen here at San Juan College.
And Dr. Bramhall.
Dr. Bramhall, who's the honors coordinator here at San Juan College. So we're going to hear from all of those folks, but let's start with Dr. Pendergrass.
Good evening. I would like to welcome all of you to San Juan College and the 15th Annual Honors Forum and Reception. Tonight, we are recognizing the academic accomplishments of students who have sought to go above and beyond the basic requirements of graduation and earn distinction as honors graduates. Earning this recognition takes significant commitment, and I would like to congratulate our graduates on your success and wish you the best as you move forward in your education or as you begin your career. This year marks the 15th Honors Forum and Reception. For the last 10 years, we have averaged over 500 students a semester. And this semester, in spite of the pandemic, we have 384 students taking honors courses. This year, we are recognizing 58 students who are graduating at San Juan College as distinguished scholars. 18 of this year's graduates are being recognized as Marian Master Scholars, having substantially exceeded the requirements of the honors program. These students completed an average of 21 hours of honors courses. We also have three students who have gone above and beyond by taking 30 or more hours in honors courses. As we move forward, there are many who we must acknowledge for their contributions towards the honors program and the success of our students. First, it is imperative that we thank T. Greg Marian and the Marian family, whose extremely generous support of the honors program has made all of this possible. Next, I would like to thank the San Juan College Board of Trustees, the San Juan College Foundation board members, our President's Cabinet, and Gail Dean, the Executive Director of the San Juan College Foundation. I would also like to recognize the San Juan College faculty for teaching honors courses and for their tireless commitment to our students. We also need to recognize that the achievements of the students we are celebrating tonight certainly do not happen in a vacuum, that each honor student has the support and encouragement of family and friends, which is a vital component of their success. Thank you all for your contributions that you have made to help our students be successful.
Stop. I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh? Been waiting for a while now, paying my dues to the dirt. I've been waiting to smile, eh? Been holding it for a while, eh? Take you with me if I can. Been dreaming of this since a child.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Scott Micklin, along with Megan Cullip. You're at San Juan College, where we are honoring the honor student.
Clever.
Right?
Clever use of terms there.
Thank you.
So what we just heard was On Top of the World by Imagine Dragons. This is a Scott Micklin playlist.
I was going to say, was that one of your favorite songs?
You know, I would have gone a little more indie, but
okay.
we're for the people tonight.
But all the music this hour kind of has a theme.
Which is?
Of celebrating accomplishment. Like we're doing tonight here
Correct.
At San Juan College.
Correct.
So that's kind of the idea.
It's appropriate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to that end, we actually have some honor students we want to talk about and at least mention their names on the radio, right?
That's right.
Let's get started with our first group. We actually have a group of three different groups of honor students, but we'll get started with the first group.
Erin Algrim.
Irma Araujo.
Lisa Begay.
Mariah Benally.
Sage Benally.
Natalie Cardenas.
Naomi Kermoma.
Christopher Coleman.
Savannah Contreras.
Kamea Cooper.
Charmaine Delgarito.
Amy Delmar.
Lila Denny.
Erica Diap.
Samantha Feel.
Rebecca Gatlin.
Paige Goldtooth.
Kyra Gonzalez.
Jennifer Gonzalez.
Isabella Harmon.
Nicole Hauser.
Brenna Hoba.
Becky Johnson.
And Jafia Kennedy. Congratulations, honors students from San Juan College. They are coming through right in front of us where we are, actually, picking up their certificates, their letters of accomplishment, and doing that right in front of us as they drive onto campus.
Right. They got a cool medal they get to wear for graduation
right.
ceremony.
Exactly.
So
that's wonderful. So coming up in just a bit, we're going to hear from T. Greg Marion from the Marion Family Foundation, but first, another song to... listen to.
That's right. I Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas.
Another favorite.
That tonight's gonna be
Over here. She's over dancing. She went off dancing to Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah. Well, you know me and my love of the dance floor.
Yes. I do.
The parking lot.
And you were kind of directing traffic as you were dancing. That's what impressed me so much.
Yeah, yeah.
So, good job.
That's my best dance moves to the right.
Good job, you.
Yeah.
Very so good. Was... I liked it.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Scott Micklin along with Megan Cullop. We're here at San Juan College broadcasting live during their drive-through Honors Student Recognition Event, which is happening right now here at San Juan College, and we are here to help celebrate these honor students.
As we should. I say this every mic break, but it's a big deal to put so much effort into something and be distinguished.
Exactly. Yeah. We were just reminiscing about your honors time at college.
I was an honor student,
good for you.
Which I enjoyed.
I think one of my semesters I made the president's list.
Uh-huh.
That's about it.
The non-fraternity.
No, I was in the fraternity all 4 years.
Yeah.
There was one semester that the stars aligned and all my classes came out with a 4.0.
Okay. All of your underwater basket weaving classes and things like that.
Exactly. Yeah. But these students have really achieved a great thing, and so we celebrate all of them. And we'll be reading all of the honors graduates' names at some point during this hour. We just got through with our first batch, and there are more to come. So there you go. Shall we introduce our next guest?
Let's hear from T. Greg Marion. He is the president of the Marion Foundation, which is sponsoring this great event. So let's hear what he has to say.
Hello, my name is T. Greg Marion. My family, through our Marion Family Foundation, is a partner with the San Juan College Foundation in sponsoring the Honors Program. I want to thank a number of people who make this Honors Program possible. Thank you to the president of San Juan College, Dr. Tony Pendergrass, the Executive Director of the San Juan College Foundation, Gail Dean, the Honors Program Coordinator, Dr. David Bramhall, and the Honors Committee, which includes Jeff Pomeroy, Dr. Bramhall's co-coordinator, and John Fisher. Thanks also to Foundation Accountant Lowell Parrish, who writes all the honors checks, the Development and Special Events Coordinator, Sarah Oliver, and Development Specialist, Starla Heth. I also want to send out a very special thank you to all the Honors Program professors who spend countless hours making this awesome program happen. I am so grateful to take time today to speak with each of you about the Honors Program. I also want to share with you an inspiring story. But before I share that story, I want to congratulate you on your extraordinary accomplishment. There are 18 Marian Master Scholars and a total of 76 honors graduates out of a graduating class this year of 1,304. So less than 6% of the graduating class of 2021 receives the special recognition of being an honors graduate. That means that you have accomplished something that is pretty rare and pretty special. My sincerest compliments go out to each and every one of you. You've gone above and beyond the normal graduation requirements, and that's what honors programs are all about. And now that inspiring story. Many years ago, an elderly lady was strolling through a Pittsburgh department store, obviously killing time. She passed counter after counter without anyone paying any attention to her. All the clerks had spotted her as an idle looker who had no intention of buying. They made it a point of looking in another direction when she stopped at their counters. Finally, the lady came to a counter that was attended by a young clerk who politely asked if he might serve her. "No," she replied, "I am just killing time, waiting for the rain to stop so I can go home." "Very well, madame," the young man said with a smile. "May I bring out a chair for you?" And he brought it without waiting for her to answer. After the rain slacked, the young man took the old lady by the arm, escorted her to the street, and bade her goodbye. As she left, she asked him for his card. Several months later, the owner of the store received a letter asking that this young man be sent to Scotland to take an order for the furnishings of a home. The owner of the store wrote back that he was sorry the young man did not work in the house furnishings department, but he explained that he would be glad to send an experienced man to do the job. Back came a reply that no one would do except this particular young man. The letters were signed by Andrew Carnegie, and the house he wanted furnished was Skibo Castle in Scotland. The elderly lady was Mr. Carnegie's mother. The young man was sent to Scotland. He received an order for several thousand dollars worth of household furnishings, and with it, a partnership in the store. He later became the owner of a half interest in the store. This is a true story taken from Napoleon Hill's timeless book for motivational thinkers, The Master Key to Riches. The story shows very well the importance of going the extra mile, doing more than one is required to do to reach a goal. I share this story with you, an honors graduate, because you too have obviously gone that extra mile. Each of you has done more than was required to graduate from San Juan College. You've persevered and you've realized your goal. Because you've accomplished this prestigious objective, not only will you be able to put this on your resume, but it will open doors for you to get scholarships, to get into other educational institutions, and to eventually get into the workforce. Having been an honor student will serve you very well. Most employers are looking for employees just like yourself that are willing to go the extra mile and perform above and beyond the minimum expectations. As I conclude my spiel, I just want to again congratulate you and encourage you to always look for opportunities to go that extra mile. It's not a one-time deal, but a mindset that is perhaps the most valuable asset you can possess. So remember it and apply it often. It will make your life more rich and full and will propel you to do great things. Thank you, class of 2021, and stay well.
I like the title, Good to Be Alive.
Okay.
It's hard to argue with that, Mr. Grammer.
That's true.
Yeah.
There you go. So, welcome back to KSJE's hour-long special program. We are celebrating the honor students here at San Juan College during their drive-through recognition ceremony, which is happening as I speak directly in front of my location.
And my location,
yes,
too. Don't leave me out of this location.
No, you're sitting right here.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
All the festivities, though, are down there. I think that's where the food is, too.
I think the food is down there. But we are welcoming. We're the first smiling faces that people see as they arrive at San Juan College.
Yeah.
Look at the line of cars.
They are.
Here they come.
A mile long.
Well, they're coming. You know, they spread it out. It's COVID safe.
It's COVID safe.
Right.
Car practices.
There you go.
That's right.
That's it. So that's why it's a drive-through event. So,
yes.
Perfect. So coming up in just a moment, we're going to be hearing from Dr. David Bramhall, who is the coordinator of the honors program here at San Juan College. And in the meantime, though, we actually have some more honors students to celebrate.
That's right. So we are celebrating here Ashley Kahiga,
Amy Layton,
Xavier Lee,
Molly Lewis,
Cynthia Lopez,
Diana Loris,
Yvette Layouti,
Holly Liebrook,
Gregory Marabella,
Nicole Martin,
Teresa Martinez,
Desiree Musso,
Ariel Noriega,
Ouida Notsini,
Rhiannon Paul,
Bailey Perkins,
Amanda Pitchford,
Mary Price,
Lacey Hockrope,
Simone Richardson,
Nathaniel Rowe Lauren,
Brandy Ross,
Christina Shelby,
Katrina Smith,
Nicholas Pinsky,
Valerie Turner,
Ashley Vale,
Vincent Varela,
Danielle Varley,
Aurelia Vendetti,
Brianna Walker,
Jacqueline Warman,
Brianna Watkins,
and Kaylee Williams. Congratulations to those honor students who we celebrate this evening. Congratulations. And we have now kind of, I think, announced the names of all of the honors students. There are some other distinguished scholars we'll be talking about a little bit later on this hour. So congrats to all them.
Yes, congrats to all of them. Are we up now? We're going to hear Dr.
Almost. Oh,
right?
Not quite.
Oh.
We have another song.
Oh, another Scott song. I'm so
You don't like Natasha Bedingfield? You don't like her either?
Actually, Unwritten's not. It's not the worst song.
Okay.
That's an okay
That's high
pick.
Praise from Megan Call,
yeah,
I think,
okay
everyone.
Pick. I am a music snob of us, too.
There you go. Yeah. So let's take a music break, and we will come back and hear from Dr. Bramwell in just a moment.
Illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Really.
are back. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Good evening.
San Juan College.
It's evening, Scott.
It is.
Yeah.
Right? Beautiful. It is beautiful.
It is a beautiful evening to celebrate our graduates.
It really is. We are here celebrating the honors graduates from San Juan College coming up for 2021. And the college is having a drive-through event with all of the honors students. And so many of them are arriving here on campus and waving at us as they go by, which is very nice.
That is very nice of them.
Going over to
they're not averting their eyes.
No, they're not honking or, or anything like that. So we appreciate that. It's great to see everybody and hear from all the folks that we're hearing from this hour, including we heard from Dr. Pendergrass earlier.
We heard from T. Greg Marion of the Marion Foundation.
Exactly. Who, again, helps to make this all possible with their monetary contributions to support the honors program here at San Juan College. And coming up, why don't we hear from our next special guest, shall we?
That's Dr. Bramhall.
Dr. Bramhall from the honors program here at San Juan College.
My name's Dr. David Bramhall. I'm the coordinator of the honors program at San Juan College. A few weeks ago, when we sent out notices to our honors graduates about the honors reception and their status in the program, I received the following email from a student. Let me read this to you. I just checked my email, and I am in disbelief. I honestly cried because I have come a long way. At one point in my life, when I had no support from my family on both sides, my children's mother had left us for her addiction problems. My children and I ended up homeless. At that point, I decided to do the best I can for the betterment of my children, and I dedicated my life to do so. In the fall semester 2019, I told my children that because they are grown up now, it was time for me to go back to school and finish what I had started, finish my schooling at San Juan College. Despite our situation and my daughter being diagnosed with a kidney disease, I worked extra hard to maintain my grades at a high academic level. My daughter witnessed this, and she too said, "I can do it, Dad." And she was inducted into the National Society of High School Scholars as well. My heart is so happy, and I can't wait to tell my son and daughter when they get home. When people never believed in me, I believed in myself. As a single parenting father, homeless and doing what was necessary for my children, that was a must. No one in my family has ever graduated, and I am breaking that cycle, and I'm making a good example for my children and my future grandchildren. I would like to thank you all at San Juan College. With your believing in me, you all helped make this possible. I can't wait to one day tell my future grandchildren that their grandpa did it even though he was at the worst place in his life. And they can come and see my name in the Commons Lounge at San Juan College. I am resilient, and I am an overcomer of all that gets in my way. I am breaking family cycles for the betterment of my own family. Beyond words, I am truly thankful.
live from the drive-through honors recognition event here at San Juan College.
Have we talked about how much I love commencements in general?
We have not talked about that.
Okay, so I'm a sucker for a good ceremony, so I love all ceremonies.
All ceremonies.
Categorically.
Okay.
All ceremonies.
But, you know, sometimes commencements can drag on a bit long.
They can, but this one is entertaining because you have us talking.
Yeah. Very interesting, which is entertaining.
Which is entertaining. In and of itself. At least to us. Yeah. And then we got this playlist of music. And,
very entertaining.
You know.
Uplifting.
Uplifting.
Supportive.
Some uplifting speakers.
Definitely.
So, yeah. There's just promise in a commencement. I mean, that's by definition, right. That's what it means. Commence to begin, right?
True.
So you're launching off.
That's true.
It's cool.
That's very true. So, and, you know, we're getting ready. Of course, San Juan College will have a virtual graduation ceremony in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So.
More commencement.
More commencement, right.
Excellent.
Exactly. So there you go. So we have our last group of names.
We do.
To read. These are the Distinguished Honors Scholars from San Juan College. And then we also want to honor the Scholar of the Year.
Right. So we'll get to him in a bit. First, let's talk about Carissa Arpilar.
Congratulations to her. Juliet Begay.
Pamela Brooks.
Danielle Burbank.
Michaela Kavanaugh.
Jessica Coates.
Alishan Copeland.
Jessica Curley.
Taylor Estrada.
Kayrie George.
Blaine Hashimoto.
Brian John.
Andrea Marsh.
Cassandra Tewa.
Brittany Roscoe.
Desiree Steinmetz.
And Sierra Wolf.
Congratulations to those distinguished scholars for the class of 2021 from San Juan College. And our Scholar of the Year
is Jacob Wood. Congratulations to him, Scholar of the Year.
Congratulations, Jacob, and to all the honors students we mentioned tonight.
That's right.
Because they've all had great academic achievement during their courses of study here at San Juan College. And that's what we celebrate tonight.
That's what we celebrate, yeah.
So congratulations, everybody. We're going to go back to another song as we kind of wrap up the hour with you. And we're thankful that all of you are joining us this evening. Thank you very much. This is One Republic.
Something that I'll miss. Oh. to feel good about. Oh, this has gotta be a good life. This has gotta be a good life. This could really be a good life, good life. I say, oh, this feeling that you can't fight. This city is a fine life. This could really be a good life, a good, good life. To complain about.
One Republic, Good Life. We're back here at San Juan College, broadcasting live this special program on KSJE as we celebrate and commemorate the honor students will be graduating from San Juan College in 2021.
Congratulations to them.
Indeed, that's right. We've read all their names, so now we know who they are.
Hopefully we read them accurately.
Hopefully we did, but I'm afraid maybe we didn't.
I'm sure that we did not, but we tried.
We did try.
That does not negate the work that you've done.
Not at all.
Because we can't pronounce your name.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true. But we're glad that you have been with us, and we certainly appreciate being invited to join San Juan College, the San Juan College Foundation, the Marion Family Foundation for this great event, which we've seen, again, cars have come in, this drive-through honors recognition event, and so it's been great to be a part of it.
It's been super fun, yeah. Always a pleasure to get invited to do these types of things.
Indeed, and perfect New Mexico weather.
It really is.
You know, it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
So we love that, and of course, there's a whole group of volunteers who have put this all together. We appreciate and thank. We want to thank, of course, our very own Scott Duran, who's been back at the studio playing these great musical selections.
Well, he lifts all the weight. I don't know how he does his job. I have no clue. So
he does it very well.
Yes, he does.
So then he has to deal with us.
Right.
Yeah, that's above and beyond.
Machines weren't enough for him. Got to deal with us.
That's true. Our student worker, Brandon, has been here, too, helping us out, running back and forth to get things that I forgot. So we appreciate that.
Yes.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon.
Shout out to you. And you have a show tomorrow.
I do have a show tomorrow.
Wow.
Radio Free Saturday morning.
On the radio.
Every Saturday morning on the radio, 9 to 11 a.m., 90.9 FM Farmington, 103.3 FM Durango. So if you're going hiking for the weekend, you can listen to it from here all the way up there.
Yes.
Or you can stream it. And I think we actually even have a special capability with, you can tell Alexa to play.
You can. Of course.
Or whatever your smart speaker of choice
is. Alexa uses the TuneIn app, and that's how you can listen to KSJE on Alexa, and I think Google Home as well.
Yeah.
So there you go. You'll be playing more Black Eyed Peas tomorrow on the show?
No, I do not play such things.
Your show is not that kind of show.
The format for Radio Free Saturday morning is, the fancy radio term is format free, and that just basically means that we play whatever we want, but with the intentionality that we do some eclectic stuff, we do some lesser-known artists, more fringy stuff, indie, I don't know.
Right, and that's why it fits so well in on KSJE, because we play music throughout the week that you don't hear on other radio
stations. That's right.
So your show fits in perfectly.
That's right. So that's the purpose. And each week I choose a different theme, and that's how the songs are organized. So it could be a song from 1960, or it could be a song from 2012, but it would fit around the same theme. And tomorrow's theme actually is songs without choruses.
Who knew there were such a thing?
It's amazing, but then the more that you look into it, the more you realize, like, a lot of songs that we know actually do not have choruses.
Interesting.
But, yeah.
Okay. And you filled 2 hours with that.
2 hours.
And probably there's more that you didn't fit into the show.
Tons more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So tomorrow, 9 o'clock.
Tomorrow, 9 a.m.
9 to 11.
Yeah, turn it on. It's the best way to start your weekend.
That's what I've heard.
That's what I say every Saturday.
There you go, everybody.
You probably heard it from me.
Little plug.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate that. And then, of course, Megan joins me every Thursday at 9 a.m. on our social media platforms as we continue to do a weekly update on the coronavirus here in San Juan County, COVID-19, every Thursday at 9 a.m. on social media, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. It's on the radio every Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. And so, of course, we always appreciate our guests who come on, talk about the latest updates. And there's still a lot of stuff that's changing. This week was a big show. Yesterday, if you missed it, big show, lots of changes. And so it's really important, I think, to stay up to date on what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's stuff, again, that that the Albuquerque media doesn't always cover. No offense to them, but we're not their focus.
Right.
So
right.
We're glad to be able to do a local show like that. So there you go. So anyway, everyone, thank you for joining us for this special hour programming here on KSJE as we celebrate the honor students here at San Juan College. A special thank you to our guests who spoke with us this evening.
That's right. Dr. Tony Pendergrass, T. Greg Marion, and Dr. Bramall.
Very good. We appreciate all of them joining us and you for joining us as well. Again, to honor students, congratulations. Thank you for listening. This is KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico.